Come on in.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias.
Two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hi, Laura Beth.
Hey, Lainey.
Blowing the party horn.
It is party time for us to celebrate 2 years.
I cannot believe it's podcasting. Gone that fast. It's gone so fast.
2 years of the Steel Magnolias podcast, weekly episodes. That means we've crossed over 100 episodes.
Amazing. That's quite a feat.
We've had so many fun moments that we thought it would be fun to take a look back, but also to talk about even some fun ways in general to capture memories in your life. So we're actually kind of doing both of those things in this episode.
Well, yeah, I just am amazed looking back at how much fun I've had, how many just notable moments.
Yeah. I took a look back as well, and I picked out a few episodes, but it was just fun because I was just smiling while I was putting all this together.
I know.
It was typing such fun. And smiling. So,
I mean, I have to say the notes that we've received from our listeners have moved me so deeply.
Aww.
Like some of them I've kept, I've set them out on the counter, you know, for months, weeks on end.
Yeah.
The comments that people have given us about how things that we've mentioned either bettered their hosting or their gift giving, or it just brought them peace on their drive to or from work. Those kind of things have truly been the fuel to keep this thing going.
I think. Yeah. In fact, I forwarded you this email because I was like, you need to read this. This is hilarious. We got this message from listener Michelle. This was just like a couple of weeks ago, if that. And she said, I was explaining to my parents just this past week why I had Chow Chow in my fridge, those fancy cherries for mixed drinks in my cabinets, not to mention why I buy Edwards key lime pie over making my own. So that's fun. But she was just saying that her kids think that everything she listens to is Steel Magnolias. Like, literally, that's all she listens to. In fact, one day she was listening to a sermon series and her son said, wow, Lainey and Laura Beth are really preaching it today.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So
that's so funny.
We got confused in his mind. But yeah, just so much fun to look back and think about, you know, even grocery store impact that we've had on y'all's kitchens and
people's Christmas gift giving.
They
listened to our recommendations.
Yeah.
And people gave us feedback on
the
things they had purchased.
Yeah. And a lot of our episodes were listener generated ideas.
That's true.
So do keep those coming if you've got ideas.
That's right. Well, I want to talk about some of my favorite memories.
Yeah. Well, I want to first say, like, we originally didn't plan to break our podcast up into seasons. And so we decided to do that. So season one really includes the tail end of 2018, which is when we just were beginning, and all of 2019.
Yeah.
And season two, which we're currently in, is all of 2020.
Yeah. So we're keeping it now.
We're basically yearly. Yeah. So we'll start season three soon. But yeah, so we have both season one and season two memories
to look back on.
Yeah.
Well, as far as favorite memories, oh my goodness, Keeneland. First, I went just with you.
Yes.
And then went with a big group.
That was fun.
We went with a big group. I love going there.
Yeah.
And I know they haven't been able to do the spring or fall meet, but hopefully that will be coming back. And I say we do another Steel Magnolia gathering.
Yeah. Kentucky listeners, get ready for whenever Keeneland is back to open business.
We want to do a meetup there again.
Yes.
Such a great place. I loved sending out those Christmas boxes last year. That was a total surprise that we just blessed our people. We had their address.
Yes.
And that was so much fun to
random stuff.
Yeah.
White lily flower. Who sends flower through the mail? We do.
We do.
And I remember even a Colorado listener, Susan, I think it was, that was so thrilled because it's not on her grocery shelves.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
We got to do that. I loved, I just jotted down a few of my favorite memories. When we did the low country boil for our family in the midst of the pandemic.
That was crazy.
That was really fun. And Freya was stuck here. She couldn't get home to China, and she's part of our family too. So that was so much fun.
That was fun because
a fun memory. It was pretty weather and we were outside.
Yeah, we were all in need of something a little different, and that was definitely different, but it was already on our radar to do, so so we just went ahead and did it, even in a pandemic.
Loved that. I got tickled thinking about, we've recorded on a cruise ship and in a car.
Yes, cruise ship worked much better than the car.
For sure, our sound was not good in the car, not sure that would work again, but I would do it on a cruise ship again anytime.
Yes, so true.
I still want to do a cruise on the Mississippi River. I think that would be fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Any companies out there that want to have us on, we'll do lives from your ship. Other favorites, fried green tomatoes with Fanny Flag.
Oh,
are you kidding
me?
Oh,
my gosh. I know, right?
That happened. Like, I can't believe that happened.
Even, like, moments after it happened, I felt like I was still in this, like, Twilight Zone sort of mind of like, what?
Yeah.
I'm eating food that, I just shared fried green tomatoes with Fanny Flag. That was crazy.
Amazing. Getting to see the Steel Magnolias play.
Yes.
Together. And even with a few listeners. That was so much fun.
In its original format, as it should be told.
That's right.
If y'all haven't seen Steel Magnolias.
As a play.
As a play.
That's how it was written.
If it comes near you when theaters are back open, get tickets.
Go see it. It's so great. And then getting these precious t-shirts, that was a highlight too.
That's so fun.
I love those shirts.
Our Peace Be With Y'all shirts. Well, let's talk specific episodes
too, okay.
that you loved. Let's start with season one.
All right.
I picked three episodes that I loved and one that I just like got schooled in. So one of my favorites, and I think this is going to surprise you, Southern Dancing.
Oh.
I
so
loved
cute.
That episode so much. I've never wanted to shag more in my life than after watching researching all the various dancing styles in that episode. So I just, I'm still craving a beach trip to the Carolinas to just
do more shagging.
Yes.
And watch all ages do it.
Yes.
Too. So
that
cute.
Was really,
and there's
really fun.
Yeah. We talked about lots of different styles, but that one just stands out as a fun one to us. But I loved, this might surprise you, I loved the Southern Remedies.
Oh, that
episode.
Was a good one.
Because I'm kind of already, as a massage therapist, into natural healing.
Yes.
And I just was fascinated by some of the things that Appalachian people did when they didn't have access to all this pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. And I would say, like, from a listener standpoint, that was one where we probably got the most additional content.
True.
That we could have added
Tons
in had we had, like, a live audience. That would have been fun. You
yes,
know, to kind
it
of
would.
Do some interactions that
way.
Oh, my
gosh. That would have been fun.
We got a lot of people that were like, and also
my grandma
this.
Did this.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you already mentioned Steel Magnolias, but that was a favorite of mine to tell the full story on episode 21. We really dove deep into all the specifics of the actual story.
There were tears on that
and
episode.
It's the
only, I remember.
Was say, it's the only episode we've recorded where I actually cried because it's such a tender story.
Oh my gosh.
But I loved talking about it.
So good. That was a good one. I would be shocked if this wasn't on your list from season one. College football
that
traditions.
Was my other favorite.
I mean, seriously.
I'm so proud of the South when it comes to college football. I mean, so proud.
I know.
I think traditions have been so well preserved and passed on. And plus, it's just an incredibly fun event to attend.
Yes.
But I'm so proud of college football when it comes to the South.
Well, I have two more on my list. I loved doing the Southern gift ideas.
That was fun.
And I think we should do it again.
We will.
Okay.
So there's, spoiler alert. We will do another Christmas episode, gift ideas.
Yeah, because there's so much great craftsmanship out here in the South. And I just love promoting that. And small businesses need us this year.
Yeah.
And so Yes, I loved doing that episode.
Of our like show notes, that's the only one I kept for even myself to go back because I wanted all those links.
Yes.
Do you know what episode that is? I'll look it up.
But it would have been in November because or early December because obviously we were talking about Christmas.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so we got to get our Christmas episode out soon because it's coming.
Okay, and then you know this was one of my favorites, and I think it might be the one where you got schooled.
Heirloom seeds.
Heirloom seeds, y'all.
Heirloom seeds.
So good.
So that would be the one where I need to go back and listen myself to refresh my memory because there was so much that you said in that episode that was news to me. It was hard for me to retain it all. Also new. But it was such a great episode.
Yes.
And made me even want to garden, and I don't even want to garden. I've never wanted to garden up until that point. So that says something for sure.
Yes. Well, shall we bump to season two?
Yeah.
Because I've got some for that too.
Season two was interesting because we opened ourselves up to interviews, which we had not done at all in season one. We just wanted people to get to know us, know our conversation style, a little bit about us, and just kind of our interests and things we wanted to cover. But thank goodness we did open ourselves up to interviews.
Because we got some doozies.
Because here comes 2020 COVID-19, and Zoom became our friend for grabbing some amazing guests.
I know.
We've had 10 episodes this year that included a guest interview. 10.
I did not realize that.
That's a lot. That's a lot. That's more than I would have guessed.
Now, I jotted down, we'll finish with our season two favorites, but I did put down a couple other categories that might have some overlap. So let's just do our season two favorites and then we'll go into the other stuff. Then if there's overlap, no big deal. But
well, I would say this is probably on your list. It was a two-parter. Episode 32 and 33 on women's suffrage was
so great.
Huge for us. Luckily, we caught wind enough that the anniversary of the 19th Amendment getting passed here in Nashville for women getting the right to vote. Luckily, we caught wind of it in enough time to do research.
Right.
And really lead into it well to actually release the episode on the anniversary.
The anniversary date, the 100th anniversary.
That was
cool.
Amazing. And like I said, we did a two-part series because there was just so much information. Because we wanted to give the backstory of, 100 years of women trying, really, almost. I think it was like 70 years of women
trying to get
that the vote.
Right to vote. Then when they finally did, here we are 100 years later in an election year.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was powerful.
So,
truly.
And of course, it included a wonderful suffrage tea where
yes.
we got
and
to
it's
wear
not too late for
hats.
You to go do that if you're in the Nashville area.
That's
right. They're doing
right.
it through the end of the year, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
So and they're socially distancing at the Hermitage Hotel. You should
can
definitely
still go
check
do
into
suffrage
that.
Tea.
Thursdays through Sunday at 2 p.m. on the dot. They do
you
suffrage tea.
You do need
tea.
A reservation for that.
Yeah. But yeah, we were featured on Apple Podcasts for that work.
I know, on the homepage.
Which
was so cool.
Extremely edifying for all the work that we put into those episodes. Because it did take a lot of work and research. But oh my gosh, when I saw us on the Apple Podcasts homepage, I was
That's big. That's right. That was fun. Okay. I loved the Laura Stockett Roberts estate sale.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I liked both of our episodes, but I just felt like we had such fun conversation around the estate sale finds.
And I can tell other people did as well, because that one has way outpaced listenership.
Okay.
And when I look
you
at
look
data,
at the numbers more
a,
than I
I'm
do.
I'm a data nerd. But yeah, I can tell all y'all liked that one and
that
told
a
friend,
a
I think. So yes, our new
That's
friend,
great.
Laura Roberts. She's been such a great guest. We actually featured her on two episodes because she's just a wealth of knowledge and
full of great ideas. And she's a treasure for sure.
I think you and I will probably even have fun doing estate sales together more.
Yes.
Even off of that episode. And don't forget, we're going to Atlanta.
That's
and we
right.
need to put the zip code
yes,
in.
Yes, we totally do to see which ones are starting on that Thursday that we're there.
That was the one thing where the light bulb went off over Lainey's
head. Why don't we do this when we travel?
We're on the list for estatesales.net nationwide. we should just look them up when we're traveling.
So true.
So we may have some estate sale finds next week.
Oh, yes. 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 Well, I also loved, personally, I'm an art lover, and I love doing the research on the Florida Highwaymen. I want to do some more art, Southern art.
Yeah.
Themes, because I thought that was just a really cool
That was such a great episode. Find and very outside of the box. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think you're going to see that in Southern Living and Garden and Gun right now.
Yeah, so. And it was interesting because one of my good friends that's studied art, she was like, I don't remember that when we were studying art. And I said, it didn't even have a name until the 90s. So, you know, not many people have studied it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoyed doing that one.
I have the episode I learned the most from next, but I didn't want to supersede the rest of you. Is that all yours now?
Yeah.
Okay. So the episode I learned the most from was number 30, How the TVA Changed the South.
Oh my gosh. So
y'all.
That would probably be mine too. I have a whole category about just feeling smarter from doing this podcast.
Well, I mean, so TVA being...
And that would be one of the reasons.
Yeah.
Is studying things like that to talk about.
Yeah. The Tennessee Valley Authority, that's what TVA is. I mean,
changed the South.
They flooded the South in order to save the South.
Yeah.
That's the short synopsis of that episode, but it's, of course, much more complex than that. But, I mean, what a feat.
Yeah.
An interesting... just social experiment, even.
So wild.
That was.
Well, the other favorite, I do have one more thing that I just kind of generally put. I am loving going deeper with our Patreon sister chats.
Oh, yeah.
So I just lumped that together because I feel like there we've just talked like kind of about some deep things.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying doing that.
So that's the bonus episode you get if you're a Patreon supporter. You get it once a month. Last Friday of the month, you get your Southern Sister Chat.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
I've enjoyed that.
Fun.
Yeah, so let me talk a little bit more about feeling smarter.
Do it.
So I did have the TVA episode, the Mississippi River episode.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm learning our landscape better. I'm learning about our culture, our people, our diversity. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel smarter about the South.
Yeah.
And I love that. I just feel like I can converse on more things.
I definitely look at things with a more open perspective, specifically foods.
Okay.
Like, when I think about, when someone asks me, like, what are some typical Southern foods? And I start saying things, I explain it, but then I also feel like I have added knowledge to say, this would be similar to Irish this, or English this, or this probably came from the influence over here, you know, or the potatoes or whatever.
Yes,
so
that's fun.
I feel like
seeing
I've gotten
the influence of
a more worldwide
perspective
of why we do some of the things in the South that we do.
Because we're mostly an immigrant country, so much of our things came from elsewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool. I am very relational, so I even am excited about some of the new friends that we've made.
We did make new friends this year.
You know,
year.
You mentioned that we've had so many guests, but gosh, Peggy knows Stevens.
Yes.
Like, I am just amazed by her and the influence that she's had in the area of bourbon as a woman.
And you will continue to hear her name, I think, more and more and more.
Yeah.
For sure.
So the Bourbon Women Association, you know, if you are a bourbon lover and female, you should check that out.
Yeah.
Jerome Burt.
He was awesome.
He was awesome. And you know, when we had him on, we had to socially distance. And I told him we will have him at a dinner party.
Right.
Once this is all over, and I'm going to hold to that.
I
want him to come over.
His topic was how a dinner party can save your life, which was a TED talk that he gave. So that's why we had him on, and we called the episode that same topic name.
Yeah. I love that we get to him friend,
even though
we haven't had broken much bread with him yet.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Laura Stockett Roberts. I'm already giving her a plug, but glad to call
native,
her friend.
But Nashville local.
That's right. And even just from some of our Instagram lives that we've done, Angie Cook from Hester and Cook,
yes.
Molly over at Glory House,
yes,
Molly Holm, Lauren Collar,
yes, The collar find.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just so many.
Yeah.
And do we get Natasha McCrary from her 1818 farm?
Yep.
And do we get to now call Fanny Flagg and Jenna Bush Hager friends?
I mean, you know. We kind of have a photo with them. Our Zoom screenshots.
Anyway, yeah, I'm so relational that I just thought, gosh, this has brought about new friendships that are so cool.
Yeah. Well, it feels like the right week to be thankful. So I'm just glad we got to take a look back. And yeah, I'm just kind of excited to think what will season 3 hold.
Oh, yeah. We are not short on topic ideas. So
yeah,
I feel certain that we will have more fun to ponder next year at this time.
Yeah.
When we have a 3-year anniversary.
So people are creating memories even this time of year, right? It's Thanksgiving
holiday
week.
Gathering, yeah.
You might even be listening to this on Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving, going into Christmas. So we thought we should also discuss some ways people are preserving
memories. Yeah.
Because it's funky in this sort of time of in between hard copy things, electronic and digital only things. I'm looking at Lainey. We're cracking up because
we're in two different generations as far as that goes.
Well, and I'm a late adopter, so I kind of lean more towards your generation. I have just now, at the top of 2020, decided I'm not going to print anymore 4x6 photos like I typically do of every photo on my phone. That's what I typically do. And
will
I put
you
them
continue
in a scrapbook.
To print them for your relatives, or you're done with that too?
Yeah, if they want a copy. But here's I have a workaround that.
Okay.
So what I'm doing instead is photo books.
Okay.
So it's not that I don't have a hard copy anymore. I'm just not printing individual photos and putting them in photo albums anymore.
Okay.
I was finding photo albums even harder and harder to find.
Like they are harder to find.
You can order them online, but you're not going to see them with...
Mm-mm. You might find in occasional stores like 2 choices of
right.
a photo album.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're not picking that up at Target anymore.
And if I would say if even the photo books, like that Shutterfly, Snapfish, all of those places, if that even sounds intimidating to you or...
It's like very time-consuming.
Like a time
if
suck.
You want to set it up in a particular layout, it takes a long time.
It does. So I'm not saying this is a time saver. The only way to save a little bit of time is they do have the Make My Album service. So you can give them all the photos.
But they pick which one's big, which one's
exactly.
small, which one's in this order and all of that.
Yeah.
And you may be fine with that because it is a time saver.
You might be. But most people want their photos in a particular order or grouped in particular ways.
That's right.
So I don't know how somebody that's making your album at Shutterfly knows that. Unless you've got like folders. I don't know. But my way to your question earlier, how do you get hard copies to relatives?
Uh-huh.
I think is what you were asking. So my new friend now in that regard is Postagram.
Yeah. You get just a little picture, but...
It's at least something, though.
Yes, but it is
so
something, and it is cute.
Postagram is an app that I've used for at least 3 or 4 years now, honestly, but I'm using it more and more now.
It's because you have a 3-year-old.
Because I have a 3-year-old.
So you've been doing it for 3 years.
So for $2, you can send a postcard and include one photo, and that photo will have perforated edges.
It's cute.
That the recipient can pop out, and then they can either just put that on their
fridge
or put it in a photo album, or they can keep the whole postcard because the whole postcard's really not that big either. So
that's
they could
true.
Just put that whole thing in a photo album. But that's my way of just sharing lots of random photos. And then, yeah, I mean, I would say I text a lot of photos.
Yeah.
And so I'm expecting, like,
you
if I texted
to,
you
yeah.
a photo of you and my son, then that's now that's on
it's
you.
On you.
You got to
oh,
go
gosh.
Do something with
yeah.
that. I mean, if there's a one in particular, I might frame it for you. But just the, you know, day-to-day sort of cute shots, I usually text those. So,
well, I have, I jotted down some memory-making sites and things like that. But one thing I have noticed with a lot of these sites is the look is very modern or contemporary.
True.
And that's not my style.
Right.
So I get it from the perspective of this is usually more young shoppers, mm-hmm. more modern
yeah.
styles.
Yeah.
You know, so they have more of a minimalist style.
Yeah.
So they like the clean lines and the everything looking real just simple and
yes.
straight
yes.
and that kind of thing. And that's not typically my style.
No, no, there's no wrought iron in this house, really. I mean, that's what I think of. It's just like metals.
There is a site called Mixed Tiles. Have you ever seen that? Mm-mm. MixedTiles.com. I've seen this online a lot.
Okay.
I've not actually like touched these. So yeah. I can't tell you about quality.
Okay.
They look really lightweight.
Cool.
But they're 8x8.
Okay. So and that's kind of small.
So that's kind of small. Yeah. I think you pick white or black
okay.
framing.
Okay.
And they're inexpensive. I think they're $11.
Okay.
And so a lot of people will maybe get like 16 of them. So they're all
oh,
like, you know,
gotcha.
They're fun photos and they do like a little simple wall.
Yes.
And the beauty of it is it sticks to the wall.
Okay.
So it's so lightweight that it's you just peel this thing off and it sticks.
That's nice.
And it doesn't take, supposedly doesn't take the paint off.
That's nice.
So you can then, if you want to change it out later, just change it out to a different one.
That sounds really nice.
So very simple.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a fancy home with fine furnishings, I don't know that it would go. But like in certain rooms,
yeah,
just a cute way to show off and easily change out photos.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. We're keeping photos fresh at my in-laws' house with a digital frame.
Oh, yeah.
So we bought them a digital frame Christmas before last and... Or maybe
does that plug in, run on batteries?
What yeah, it
that?
Plugs in.
Okay.
I can't remember what size it is. I'm trying to think. Maybe 5x7 or maybe one size bigger than a 5x7.
Maybe 8x10. Okay.
Yeah, I bet it's 5x7. So it's based off of an app that okay. you download. So the particular brand that we got them is called NixPlay.
Okay.
So we all that are going to participate downloaded the NixPlay app.
Oh my gosh, this is brilliant. So for instance, other relatives also download and
yes.
it's changing up the photos
yes.
that rotate.
Yes. So we send photos to all of us are sending to the same frame that's at Mom and Papa's house.
Okay.
And you can even put a caption on it.
Okay.
But it's fun because it's keeping their photos fresh, but it's also like a little surprise for them because
like,
I don't like,
oh, there's a new one.
I don't
we
let them know
yeah,
yeah that I sent a photo when I send it. It's just for whenever they see it.
Now when it puts a photo up, does it sit on that one for a
it's
little
scrolling.
Bit
scrolling? It's a slideshow
always.
Oh, for a, yeah, it stays up for a few seconds
and then it goes to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's been really fun. And then occasionally my mother-in-law will go through and kind of clean out some old photos, and she does that through the app too.
Okay,
so she can see all the
She's
photos.
Like, I've seen this one for 6 weeks. I'm
yeah.
ready to see.
Yeah, I think she even lets them go longer than that.
Okay,
cute. But yeah, it's been fun for us to share photos in that way too, to just surprise.
That's
new photo.
Really cute. Well, I'm excited about a site that we signed up for with our dad. Called Storyworth.com.
Yep. Yes.
You pay a fee. I think it was $99.
It was. Yep. That's for a year.
For a 1 year subscription, if you will.
Yep.
And what they do is they have literally hundreds of questions and they send the person that you're wanting to collect data from.
Yeah.
Each week, they send one question.
In an email, yeah.
In an email and expect, you know, a response back. And it doesn't matter how long, but it's just a way of collecting some of these stories. Now, we can even go in and kind of pick and choose what questions
yes.
they ask specific to that person or if there's things you don't really think are, appropriate. If they never knew their father, you don't
right.
want a bunch of father questions,
right.
that
yeah.
kind of thing. So
yeah.
you can choose the questions or just let them ask the questions
yeah.
they want to ask. And after the 52 weeks of questions,
yeah.
they compile a book for
Amazing.
You to contain all these stories from this
Amazing.
Person. that you love. So, I know our dad's gotten behind a few times on his.
Is he doing it?
But he's supposedly doing it. So.
Okay. I thought we were 11 months in and he hadn't answered the first one.
Oh, no. So he's been doing
that. Very exciting to me to hear.
Yeah. And I keep, you know, when he got behind a little bit, I'm like, Dad, Jacob's going to want to read these stories. Come on, catch up.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's really, I think, a super cool way to collect some stories that maybe the person wouldn't sit and tell you.
So true.
You know?
This is actually part of the plot line of Fanny Flagg's book. Is
really?
Getting someone that's, you know, in their, like, I think it was the characters in their 80s to okay. write the story down wow. of their life before it's kind of too late.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's so,
so
that's
I'm
important.
Super excited for, you know, us to get the book.
Yeah.
They also have an option. The $99 is... You get one book, but like if there's other siblings and you want an additional book, you can pay more.
Cool.
And I thought, let's see what it looks like yeah. and see if we want an additional
That's
one
good.
Or just
yeah.
keep one, you
right.
know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm
That's
excited
so
to see it.
That's so good. That's so good. Well, I haven't yet figured out quite how I'm going to minimalize or keep tangible keepsakes as memories. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a lot of good commentary on this episode to make to that because I'm still kind of navigating some of that.
I have a couple of things I've looked up. I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't have all of
yeah.
this, but just some things to look at.
Yeah.
There is a website called Artkive, like A-R-T.
Okay.
K-I-V-E.
Okay.
Artkive.
app.com. Okay.
archiveapp.com. You send in their artwork.
Oh, like you
actually
you
mail
in the artwork.
You're not, you know, once you've got, let's say 25 things and you're like,
okay.
First of all, the stuff starts fading. This
yes.
cotton balls start falling off, all of
yes.
that. Do you know what I mean? Like, so if there is that part of you that's like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to have that anymore.
Yeah.
So you got to get to the point you're okay with that.
Yeah.
But you mail it in to them. And on this particular one, I think the price varies depending on how much you send in. Like they give you a box to mail this stuff in.
Okay.
But it does, price varies.
Yeah.
It's not however much you can fill in the box. It's like, you know, you'll have to check on that. But they do professionally done photos of these items.
Okay.
And it doesn't just have to be artwork. It can be, you know, certificates they've gotten or mementos or sports things, you know.
Very cool.
Anything like that.
Yeah.
And anyway, they take these professional photos and then you can always see the photos on your account or have other people have
okay.
access to seeing them. And then they also make you a book.
Okay.
Of that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure some people are doing it by grade or
yep,
by age or something like that
yeah.
or by child,
yeah.
you know, for a few years
yeah.
or something. But that would be a way to kind of minimalize all of the stuff.
Yeah.
Because you can't keep all of
you
that.
You can't. Yeah. And you always, you constantly have, feel like have to be asking yourself, does this mean something to me or am I just holding it because I feel like I'm supposed to?
Right.
Because if it's that latter part, it's time. No.
It's, yeah.
That's not needed in the house.
And, oh, another one I found that people can check out is called Keepy, KEEPY.me.
Okay.
Another company. And same thing. You can send in mementos and artwork and all of that. And they organize it. And
that's cool.
You can share it.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So there's lots of those out there.
Yeah.
But that was a couple of the ones I heard good things about.
Well, cool. Well, those are helpful.
Yeah. And another couple of things I wanted to mention. Another company called, like, letter M-P-I-X, mpix.com.
Okay.
They had a lot of unique, modern, and contemporary-looking photo gifts. Like, you know, Shutterfly, huh. Snapfish, they all do the books and the pillows and the blankets and
coffee mugs,
coffee
ornaments.
Mugs yeah. and mouse pads. But this was like a little, these were some things I had never seen.
Okay.
So like, for instance, they had a photo statuette option. What's that? Where it's like they'll take a photo. Let's say it's of a little girl doing ballet.
Okay.
And they cut out all of the background. It might just be her in her tutu with her arms and leg up. And they cut it out and make a little statuette of it. So it's on a stand.
Oh, that's cute.
Cute. Or a baseball player, you know.
Interesting.
Something like that. And then they also had just some cool looking, again, I thought it seemed like for the minimalist kind of style, metal or wood photos. Mm. So it's like printed on metal or it's printed on wood.
Wow.
So it's real simple and cool looking.
That is cool.
Anyway, that's mpix.com.
Okay.
And then I just wanted to mention a site that I found called thefamilycurator.com.
Do you know about this? I think Laura Roberts mentioned
this. Did she mention that?
Maybe.
Well, this woman seems to be very knowledgeable about how to preserve things.
I think that's where I heard about this.
She has her own books out and things like that.
Okay.
But she, that's so funny because now I'm remembering she did talk about something like that, but I didn't get it from her.
Well, maybe it was her, but I don't know.
But this lady seems very knowledgeable, especially if you have things that you don't want to fade and you don't want to, you know, like you're not going to want to laminate this stuff or something. Yeah. You want it to really be preserved, you know, in a archive kind of way.
Yeah.
That would be a great site to check out to get her recommendations.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Well, those are some good ideas.
Oh.
Especially, like I said, going into the holiday season. People are
making memories, but you don't know what to do with all this stuff.
Yeah. So if you're inundated with Christmas stuff that you're pulling out this week and you're like, I have no more room, then maybe this is some good stuff to be thinking about how you're holding on to memory.
Well, I'm sitting here laughing, thinking I'm one of those that literally keeps all my Christmas cards. I read them as I get them. Hang them up over the door frame. But then after Christmas in January, I usually read them again.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have a photo, I'm sitting down with the scissors and I'm cutting them out and I'm putting them in the photo album.
That's so funny. This year, 2020, was the first time I ever did this. I stole this idea from somebody else. I kept all my Christmas cards from 2019.
Okay.
I had a stack of about 50.
Okay.
I pick one a week, and that's my family I pray for that week.
That is amazing.
How brilliant is that?
That is amazing.
Keep of mind somebody
so much.
That you may or may not have a lot of contact with. A lot of these people, I'm like, oh, this is actually somebody more on my husband's side. You know,
yes.
I kind of know them, but hey, this is their week. I'm going to pray for them.
I love that.
A lot of times, too, if it is a family photo, you've even got all the names.
You've got the names of the kids and the dog and the cat.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway,
that is amazing.
Y'all can steal that idea if you're somebody that likes to pray for others. And it's just been really fun.
That's precious.
It felt like I had a second use. And then I throw them away. I don't cut them up.
Are those only for the photo ones, or you keep the cards?
No, every card.
Okay, so
every
I don't have to have a photo to be on the prayer list. Okay.
No. No, in fact, one person I got a card from in 2019, I told I was going to be doing this. I think that's why I got a Christmas card. I was
classic.
And I called her out. I was like, you just wanted prayer in 2020. I know.
That's classic. Lord, we all needed some prayer in 2020.
That's what I didn't know that at the time.
Right.
But yeah. So anyway, well, this has been a great look back at this
two awesome years, and then Lord, you made me a photo book from our first year, but we could do a whole nother one
true.
Of fun memories. We drove the Natchez Trace
we
and
did.
The convertible.
That was fun.
All that fun stuff.
Well, thanks again to our listeners. You guys have been so supportive. Thank you also to our Patreon community for putting even some cash into the show. If you want to learn more, I'll put the link in the show notes. But that has allowed us to do some businessy kinds of things that were needed in our second year of doing this. And happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
So grateful for each of you and hope your heart is full of Thanksgiving.
That's right. Peace be with you.
And also with each of y'all.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.